各位弟兄姊妹，大家早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，让我们又平安过了一个礼拜。
Thank the Lord that we have safely passed the past week.
今天的安息圣日，我将用全家福这个题目跟大家互相勉励。
This Sabbath, I'll use the topic "Full Household of Blessing" to encourage one another.
我写了一张讲章哈。如果需要的话，去后面自己拿。
I have a sermon note. If you need it, you can grab one at the desk.
大家都很喜欢全家福。
Everyone likes to have a household full of blessing.
可是我们所了解的全家福是什么呢
？But what is a household full of blessing?
我们先谈谈呢，什么是全家福
？Let's first discuss what is a household full of blessing.
老人家说全家福就是全家大小不管几代不管几十个人大家住在一起就是全家福
The elderly would say that a household of blessing is generations living together no matter how many generations but they all live together
确实是这样子
This is indeed true
因为全家人呢、能够住在一起这是何等的幸福
Because it is wonderful to have all generations living together.
可是在这么一个工商社会这么繁忙的世界我们大概不可能全家人都住在一起。
But in this busy economical society, it's quite difficult for all the generations to live under one roof.
不要说三代五代住在一起。
Not to say three, five generations.
连两代要住在一起都不简单。
It is even difficult for two generations to live together.
更不要说两代，有时候夫妻要住在一起也不简单。
Sometimes it's even difficult for the husband and wife to live together.
所以，要得到这一种全家住在一起的全家福是不简单的。
Therefore, in order to have this kind of blessing where all generations live together, it is not easy.
年轻人说全家福就是一只摩托车坐夫妻两个再带两个小孩这样叫全家福
The younger generations say that a household of blessing is when husband and wife live together and take up their children
没有错一部摩托车可以带四个人甚至于带五个人
And this is indeed true A motorcycle can take
到处
for people,
去兜风
and you can go to many places,
真的很快乐
and it's indeed joyful.
但是如果发生车祸全家都遭殃
But if you have a car accident, the whole family will be affected.
一个送伤重伤一个轻伤一个脸挂彩什么都有
And one might be injured, one might be severely injured, and one might have injury on the face.
这种全家福不要去争取
and do not need to fight for this kind of household of blessing
中年人说全家福就是参加保险
and middle age would say that to have a household of blessing means that you participate in some insurance
你没有看到保险公司做广告一把伞这么大全家人五六个这个大伞的硬币之下然后写全家福
If you see the commercial for the insurance company You can see that they have this huge umbrella And covers the whole family And says a household of blessing
上面写着一千万
And it says a million
就说你参加一千万的保险就有全家福
This means that if you buy this much of insurance Then you will have a household of blessing
人真的有一千万就有全家福吗
Does it mean that weget blessing of a family when we have a million
大家都知道幸福不一定建立在钱财上面
we all know that happiness is not built on wealth
也不一定建造在很多钱上面
may not be built on a lot of money
有时候钱多了更害了人
sometimes the more wealth you have the more you feel bad about it
如果遇上一个很会花钱的人
If you met someone who really know how to spend,
你染上了赌博的坏习惯
and you get addicted to gambling.
有时候几天呢，就可以把灾啊很多的家产呢赌光了。
And sometimes within a few days, you can spend all the wealth of the family.
第一次去澳门的时候
，The first time I went to Macau.
有一个刘执事在那边呢，带我们去参观赌场。
There's a Deacon Liu who gave us a tour of the casino.
我跟谢长老两个不敢进去。
Elder Xie and I would not dare to enter.
我说刘执事啊，我们去赌场哈、哦，万一被信徒看见怎么办
？And I said, Deacon Liu, if we went to the casinos, what if the believers saw us?
他说没关系啦，这世界很有名的，我们是参观，又不是赌博。
He says, okay, this casino is famous in the world. We're just going for a tour. We're not gambling.
我们两个人呢、啊，就战战兢兢地走进赌场。
So we walked into the casino with care.
门口啊，两把大刀、啊、交叉着。
And there's two swords crossing displayed at the entrance.
我说这是什么
？And I asked him, what is this?
他说这是警告赌徒啊，现在还可以全身而退，一旦进去啊。两把大刀就砍下来。
He says, this is warn those who gamble, now that you can save yourself, but once you enter the casino, then this two sword will fall on you.
旁边呢写了四句话。
And there's four lines on the side.
四个字，四个字。
There are four words each.
都是在警告，不要进去，不要进去。
They're warning everyone not to enter the casino.
但是啊，我看大家还是非常勇敢的一个一个进去。
But I see everyone was brave and they all entered.
进去以后那个地毯呢非常的厚又非常的漂亮。
And after we entered the casino, the carpet they have was very thick and it was beautiful.
走在上面呢真的很舒服。
And walking on it, I felt very comfortable.
我说哇、哦、这么地毯怎么这么厚啊
I said, how can the carpet be so thick?
他说因为、哦、很多来赌场的人呢、啊、都有心脏病。
Because many people who come to the casino, they have heart problems.
有些啊，有高血压。
And some have high blood pressure.
万一啊，你在下注的时候，那个下注的太大了。
And sometimes when they bet, and they bet a great amount.
这一下注啊，可能就是一栋房子。
And maybe they bet a whole house.
这个输赢啊，一秒之间。
Win or loss is within 1 second.
站在那个啊，是输还是赢啊？一刹那之间哈、哦。哦、那个变化很大。
And at the moment of finding out whether he won or lost, then it's a great change.
你赢了。
If he won,
哇、哦，心脏病的发作就倒下去了。
He could have a heart attack and fall on the floor.
输了。
If he lost,
高血压冲起来啊，也倒下去了。
You could have high blood pressure and would fall on the floor as well.
于是啊，那个地毯那么厚哈、哦，倒下去啊。没有什么关系、啊、
Therefore, they have a thick carpet so that if people fall on the floor, there won't be great harm.
一旦倒下去、哦、赌场的工作人员、啊、就马上替你送到隔壁、啊、那个综合医院、啊、专门医心脏病的。
And if you fall, once you fall, the workers there will send you to the hospital next door, and they specialize in treating heart conditions.
那个医院、啊、如果医不好，再过去。还有一个火葬场啊，可以去那边埋葬。
And if the hospital could not save your life, then they could send you to the burial next door.
啊，一个人进去，骨灰出来一罐肉松这么大。
And after they were sent to the furnace after they die, and they would come out just as one small bottle.
刘执事很幽默，他说、啊、一个70多公斤的人呢、啊，进赌场，然后。心脏病发作了，送医院，送火葬场，一罐肉松出来了，这个叫做一罐作业。
And Deacon Liu says that this whole process of a person going into the casino and come out as a, for example, a 70-kilogram person went to casino and just come out as a small bottle of ash is a whole process.
所以你说人有1000万。就真的有全家福吗
？So if you say a person has a million, does it mean that he has a happy family?
真的能够有一把大伞呢，把你保护的妥妥帖帖的
？Does this mean that you really have a huge umbrella covering all of you and take care of you?
不见得。
This is not necessarily true.
有人说啊，全家福、哦、就是年初了， 赶快全家去照一张相片。
Some say that to have a household blessing is that at the beginning of the year you go and take a family picture.
全家大大小小坐在相片里面。
And everyone in the family will be in that photo.
然后下面写个2003年全家福。
And at the bottom of the photo you write year 2003 family photo.
2004年全家福。
And then year 2004 family photo.
你想可能吗？
Do you think this is possible?
都不能住在一起的，怎么能够照一张相片
？If you cannot even live together, how can you take a photo together?
所以有时候我们要找一张啊，全家人都在一起的相片哦，很不简单。
And sometimes we want to find a picture with all our family members in it. It's quite difficult.
听说啊，清朝时代有一个大官啊，叫李鸿章。
I heard that in the Qing Dynasty, there's an official named Li Hongzhang.
这个李鸿章啊，因为官太大了。
And because his position was too high.
他对他的部下用人啊，都很不客气。
He did not treat his followers well.
尤其对那个厨师啊，更不满意。
Especially his cook, he was not very satisfied with him.
其实那个厨师啊，什么料理都会做。
Actually, that cook, he knew how to make all sorts of cuisine.
而且做得很好。
And he was a good cook.
但是李鸿章啊，每一次坐上餐桌，开始吃的时候，就咸东咸西的，不咸了，不甜了，不辣了，什么都来了。
But every time Li Hongzhang started to take the meal, he would start to pick on the food, and it's too salty or not sweet enough, and all sorts of reasons to pick on it.
嘴巴咸归咸呐，可是都把它吃光光的。
But even though he was so picky and says that he did not like the food,
所以啊,
but he still finished all of it.
他那个厨师啊，非常懊恼，非常生气。
And therefore the cook was really angry at him.
你嘴巴嫌我煮的不好，又把它吃光光的。
You say that you don't like my food, but you finish all of it.
你这个人到底什么心态？
What kind of mindset do you have?
就想找机会啊，来报复一下。
So he wanted to find an opportunity to take revenge.
但是他是大官啊，我是用人啊。
But he was a high official and he was just a servant.
所以要非常小心。
So he had to be very careful.
有一天呢，李鸿章很高兴说：“哦，今天晚上哦，我的家人呢，通通来了。”
And one night, Li Hongzhang was very happy and said, "My whole family is here with me."
你要煮啊，最好的菜啊。
You must cook the best cuisine.
不要像以前呢那么难吃啊。
And it cannot be so taste so bad as before.
还没有开始啊，就说不要像以前那么难吃。
Before the cook even started cooking, Li Hongzhang really said, "Do not cook bad food like before."
厨师啊，认为机会到了。
And this cook thought that is his opportunity has come.
那个晚上啊，故意啊，煮最差劲的。
And that night he cooked the worst meal ever.
就是把昨天呢、啊，前天呢、啊。所剩下的菜，那些剩菜啊，把它倒到一起。
And he took all the leftovers and put them into one pot.
然后放些盐啦、啊，啊什么辣椒啦，有青有绿有黄有红，什么都有。
And put some salt and other type of spice so that it looks colorful.
这个是好几天的剩菜啊，集在一起的。
This is a pot of many days leftovers.
上面、啊、再弄个花，很漂亮的。
And on top of it, he put a flower so it looks pretty.
就把它端出去了。
And he brought out this dish.
准备啊，今天晚上啊就被革职了，说不定呢、啊、要砍头也说不定。
He was prepared to be fired or beheaded that night.
好，时间到了。
And so the time came.
李鸿章啊，跟家人呢、啊、围在一起吃这一碗。前几天的剩菜。
And Li Hongzhang and his family start to eat this leftover.
当李鸿章吃上第一口。
When Li Hongzhang took his first bite.
破天荒的第一次赞美，哦，怎么这么好吃啊？
It was the first time that he ever praised the food. He said, "Oh, it tastes so good."
就赶快把那个厨师叫过来。
And he called the cook over.
哇，这个厨师啊，心里面忐忑不安呢。
And the cook was actually quite afraid in his heart.
李鸿章说啊，自从你到我家来煮饭了，今天煮得最好。
And Li Hongzhang said to the cook, "This is the best meal you ever cooked."
你早就应该把这种手艺啊表现出来。
You should have shown this skill long ago.
你怎么留到今天
？Why did you save it till today?
好了，你这一道菜叫什么名字
And what do you call this dish?
因为厨师的菜都有名堂的。
Because all the dish have names.
什么糖醋鱼的，什么什么、哦、有一个 名字的。
For example, sweet and sour fish,、
哦这个、
they're always have a name for the dish.
厨师一急之下说、啊、这一道叫全家福了。
And the cook was so nervous, he said, this dish is called Family of Blessing.
哦，李鸿章啊，更高兴了。
And Li Hongzhang felt so joyful.
没有想到啊，你手艺这么好，人又这么聪明，难得我全家在一起啊，你竟然煮一道全家福，哎呀，有赏有赏，就马上啊加薪呐、啊、赏赐了一大堆的。
And Li Hongzhang said, out of my expectation, not only you cook so well, you're also so intelligent that when my whole family is here, you make this dish a family of blessing. And so he rose his.
没有想到这个厨师、啊、是因祸得福、啊、
And so this cook, out of his expectation from misfortune, he actually gained fortune.
后来、啊、就一辈子、啊、住在那边煮饭。
And so he lived there his whole life to cook for Li Hongzhang.
然后最伤脑筋的就是每一次家人要来、啊、就要煮这一道全家福。
But the biggest problem he has is every time Li Hongzhang's whole family comes over, he has to make this dish, family of blessing.
他就赶快啊，到邻居啊，左右啊，你们有没有剩菜啊？昨天、前天的都可以啊，请给我好吗
？So he goes around the neighborhood asking people for leftovers. Do you have any leftovers? Please give it to me.
然后把它倒成一锅啊，加上料理啊，就端出去了。
And he pulled in one pot and plus some spice, and he would bring out this dish.
对李鸿章来说，全家福就是吃剩菜。
And so for Li Hongzhang to have a happy family is to eat leftovers.
对吗
？Is this right?
不见得对。
This may not be correct.
但是他吃全家福啊，吃得很高兴。
But when he eat this dish.Family of blessing, he felt very joyful.
看到这个故事啊，我有时候也想一想，对的，这种全家福真的很好吃。
So when I read this story, so I thought about it for a while, and I think it's correct that this kind of dish is quite good.
你看中国人呢、啊，结婚典礼在请客的时候，十二道菜吃到最后都吃不下了。
You see, when Chinese people for their wedding banquet, they have 12 dishes, and at the end, you can't even finish the dish.
好了，把那些剩菜带回家，晚上啊再煮一煮，热一热，比中午更好吃。
And you bring the leftovers home and you heat it for dinner and it actually tastes better than when it's at noon.
这就是吃啊，这就是吃全家福了。
And this is what we call eating this family of blessing.
好了，那我们看看圣经呢，它怎么讲全家福。
And now let's read the Bible. How does it discuss about the family of blessing?
我来介绍四个。
Let's introduce four families.
第一个
First.
就是全家信主的全家福。
Sorry, four points. The first point is blessing to the family when the whole family believes.
请看《使徒行传》十六章三十一节。
Please turn to Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传》十六章三十一节。
Acts chapter 16, verse 31.
他们说，当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。三十四节。
Verse 34.
于是敬主领他们上自己家里去，给他们摆上饭，他和全家因为信了神都很喜乐。这里记载有一个全家福。
Here he records about a family of blessing.
就是全家信耶稣。
And this whole family believed in Jesus.
这个主人呢，是在腓立比的监狱看管监狱的人。
And the man of the household is a jailer at the jail in Philippi.
有一天呢，因为地大震动，监狱的门都打开了。
And one day there was a great earthquake, so all the doors to the jail was opened.
他以为啊，那些囚犯都逃跑了。
And he thought that all the prisoners had escaped.
这一下责任重大。
And his responsibility was
great.
所以
拿起刀来啊，就要自杀。
So he wanted to kill himself.
这个时候，两位传道人在里面。
At that time, there was two ministers there.
说先生啊，不要自杀，我们都在这里。
And they said, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here."
这个时候，这个看管监狱的人呢、啊，就到保罗面前。
At this time, the jailer came in front of Paul.
说两位先生啊，我当怎样行才可以得救呢？
And asked, sirs, what must I do to be saved?
传道人说，你当信耶稣。
And the minister said, you must believe in Lord Jesus.
你和你一家都必得救。
And you will be saved, you and your household.
32节啊，记载全家人就去听道理。
And verse 32 records that the whole family went to listen to the word of the Lord.
33节记载全家人都受洗了。
In verse 33 records that his whole family were baptized.
34节记载全家人一起吃饭。
And verse 34 records the whole family had a meal together.
然后最后一句说全家人因为都信耶稣了都很快乐。
And at the end of that verse, it says, because his whole family believed, they were all joyful.
这就是我要说的第一种全家福。
This is the first type of happiness in a family that I'm about to discuss.
全家福啊，就是我们全家都信耶稣。
A happy family is that our whole family believes in the Lord.
我们全家都在一个教会。
And our whole family is in one church.
这个就是全家福。
This is a family with happiness.
很多家庭呢、啊、是一半信耶稣。
Some family only half of the member believes.
这是半家福。
They only have half happiness in the family.
有些是太太信主，先生不信主。
Some only have the wife believes, the husband does not believe.
有些是父母亲信主，孩子不信主。
And some families the parents believe, but the children do not.
勉强说啊，这是半家福。
And we can only say that this family have blessing, have happiness.
我们要得到真正的全家福啊，就是全家都要来信耶稣。
If we want to have full happiness, then means our whole family has to come to believe in Lord Jesus.
我们都知道信仰啊，信仰会影响一个人思想。
We all know that our belief will affect our thoughts.
就是影响他的观念。
And will affect our thinkings and our concepts.
然后影响这个人的行为。
And will affect the deeds of a person.
所以信仰跟我们的行为有密切关系。
Therefore, our faith, our belief is closely connected to our actions and.
因为有信仰的人会敬畏神。
Because one with faith will worship the Lord.
他的行为思想啊，会受神的律法的规范。
His thoughts and his deeds will be controlled by the Lord, by the law of God.
他的行为思想会受神的管教。不敢乱来。
And his thoughts and deeds will be disciplined by God, and he will not dare to do anything wrong.
心中没有神的人啊，会乱来。
Those without God in their hearts, they would do whatever they want.
因为他连神都没有了，不怕神，怎么会怕人呢？
Because they don't even have God, they're not afraid of God. Why would they be afraid of man?
你想想看呢、啊，一个人呢、啊，不怕神，他会怕人吗？
Think about this, if a person does not fear the Lord, would he be afraid of man?
那既然不怕神又不怕人，他的行为啊，就不受约束了。
So since he's not afraid of God and not afraid of man, then there's nothing to control his actions.
然后就会影响这个人，这个家的幸福。
And this will affect this person and the blessing in his family.
所以我觉得我们能够全家来信耶稣，这是一种全家福。
Therefore, I think if our whole family can believe in Jesus, this is a blessing.
想想看啊，我们一家有一部分的人信耶稣，一部分的人呢、啊、信别的宗教。
Think about this: if in one family some members believe in Jesus and some believe in other religions,
在这个家里面呢、啊，信仰不同，行为就不同。
Then in this family, because they have different beliefs and they will have different deeds and actions.
因为你星期六要去教会做礼拜。
Because on Saturday, you have to go to the church for Sabbath.
另外一些人呢、啊，他有他的想法。
But the others, they have their own thoughts.
也许先生啊，今天呢、啊、要教你去钓鱼。
Maybe today the husband wants to teach the wife how to fish.
叫你到哪里去应酬。
And how to socialize.
你说我要去教会。
And you say, I have to go to church.
这个时候夫妻不是背道而驰吗？
Then at this time, when the husband and wife go opposite ways,
你要做一个好妻子，顺服他吗？
Do you want to be a good wife and be obedient?
还是你要做一个好信徒，来这里做礼拜呢？
Or do you want to be a good believer and come to the church to worship?
这个对一个女人来讲很难哦。
For a woman, this is hard to choose.
所以信仰影响行为。
Therefore, your faith, your belief will affect your actions.
前几天呢？去访问一个慕道者，是佛教的。
And a few days ago, I went to visit a truth seeker. He is Buddhist.
一进去啊， 就看到一个大佛在那边。
Went in, there's a huge statue of a Buddha.
然后出来的时候，双手跟你再见。
And when I was about to leave, he closed his two palms and said goodbye to me that way.
好在这个是慕道者。
And fortunately, this is just a truth seeker.
听说太太呀，非常的虔诚的佛教徒。
And I heard that the wife is a very firm believer.
这个先生呢，本来是在我们教会慕道的。
This husband originally was truth seeking in our church.
可是啊，现在已经没有了。
But now he stopped.
来这里已经十年了，没有踏入教会。
He had came here for 10 years, but he had never stepped into the church.
是太太影响他。
He was affected by his
wife. 所以能够影响他，就是要同一个信仰，要不然呢，家庭就有革命。
So in order to be influenced, that means you have to have one belief, otherwise there will be revolution in the family.
有时候我们进一个家庭去。
Sometimes we enter a household.
看到信徒了，见面，哈利路亚，很高兴。
We see the believer, we greet them with hallelujah, and we feel joyful.
那说不定后面再来一个佛教徒啊，阿弥陀佛。
And maybe later on came a Buddhist, and he would say, 阿弥陀佛。
哈利路亚，阿弥陀佛都是四个字啊。
And they're all four word greetings.
这差很多。
But they're completely different.
一个家庭如果两种信仰啊，真的会起革命呢。
If a family has two beliefs, really there will be rebellion.
如果大家都是不冷不热还好啊。
If they're all lukewarm, then it's okay.
如果大家都很热心的话。
But if they're all very fervent.
那一天早晚呢都有争执。
Then from morning to night, there will be arguments.
不要说基督教佛教了。
Not to say Christianity or.
就同样是基督教也是一样。
Even within Christianity, it's the same.
我认识我们教会有一个女执事，姓郭，郭执事。
I know this Deacon Quo of our church.
他的先生是外教会的牧师。
Her husband is a pastor in other church.
他的儿子跟爸爸信外教会。
Her son went with the father and believed in other church.
他的女儿跟妈妈信真耶稣教会。
And the daughter followed the mother and believed in true Jesus.
全家壁垒分明。
And at home they have separate areas.
爸爸是牧师。
And the father is a
pastor. 妈妈是教会的女执事。
And the mother is a deacon.
男孩子跟爸爸，女孩子跟妈妈。
The son followed the father, and the daughter followed the mother.
平常啊，不在一起，没有事。
And usually when they're not together, then there's no conflict.
一旦过年过节啊，大家回来了。
And during holidays, they come back.
回来了，看电视没有事，就是谈道理就有事了。
And when they come back, if they watch the TV together, there will be no conflict. But when they discuss about the truth, then there will be conflict.
但是这一群孩子啊，回来以后，就偏偏要谈道理。
But when these children come back home, they just want to discuss the truth.
什么安息日才对了，星期日不对了。
And they talk about how the Sabbath should be on Saturday, should not be on Sunday.
什么点水礼也不要紧了，大水洗也可以的。
And baptism by a drop of water is okay too, and in living water is fine as well.
什么？我有圣灵呢，你没有圣灵呢
？I have the Holy Spirit, you don't have the Holy Spirit.
争得面红耳赤。
And they will argue.
变到最后啊，牧师爸爸、执事妈妈也加入战场。
And at the end of the argument, even the parents would join this battle.
佣人呢，把饭都煮好了。
And the servant even finished cooking the meal.
一直叫吃饭哦，吃饭哦。
I kept calling, time to eat.
刚刚啊，大家变得啊意气用事。
And just earlier, they were arguing and they were not clear with their mind.
很情绪化了。
And they were all emotional.
所以说要吃饭了，大家看到那些好菜啊，已经饱了。
And so when it's time for meal, they look at the food. They don't feel hungry anymore.
你也不吃，我也不吃。
He doesn't want to eat, and I don't want to eat either.
你说你们先吃了，我也说你们先吃了。
And you say you eat first, and I say you eat first.
所以后来啊，这个爸爸牧师跟妈妈执事就商量啊，以后回家不准带圣经回家。
And so later, this father, the pastor of another church, and the mother, the deaconess of our church, they came up with a plan, which is that when the children return, they are not allowed to bring Bibles home.
以后啊，回到家里来哈，谈世界上的事，不要谈圣经的事。
So in the future, when they return home, they can only discuss about issues of the world. They cannot discuss about the truths in the Bible.
为什么一个基督徒的家庭呢，竟然不能带圣经回家？
Why is it that a Christian family cannot bring Bible home?
就是因为啊，信仰不同啊。
It's because they have different beliefs.
所以信仰不同啊，有很多的困难。
Therefore, if you have different beliefs, then you will face many difficulties.
更奇妙呢，这些孩子哈，男孩子都是外教会的牧师长老哎。
And wondrously, these sons, they all grew up to be pastors of other churches.
那执事的女儿这一边呢，那又是教会的负责人。
And the daughters of the deaconess also became deaconess of the church.
所以每一次谈道理啊，都是针锋相对。
So every time they discuss about the truth, they fought against each other.
谁都不让谁。
They would not, no one would let the other side win.
这位女执事哈，多方的祷告。
Thank the Lord after prayer of this deaconess.
最后啊，这个牧师爸爸到年老的时候，终于归入真耶稣教会。
And finally, at an elderly age, this pastor, the father, finally converted into our church.
完成了他一个心愿。
And so she could take heart.
全家要信主不简单。
It's difficult for the whole family to believe in Jesus.
我这里要谈三个益处，三个方法。真的，你会发现呢，我们全家信主以后，我们全家人呢，真的很快乐。
Indeed, you will find that once your whole family believe in Lord Jesus, your whole family will be joyful.
以前台北教会哈，我们的台北教会啊，有一个医生来信主。
Before in Taipei Church, there was a doctor who believed in Jesus.
全家人呢，就是这个爸爸还没有归主。
The whole family believed except the father.
这位医生要受洗的时候。
And when this doctor was about to be baptized.
他是穿西装啊，穿皮鞋下去的。
He wore suits to be baptized.
通常我们洗礼啊，都是穿最简单的。
Usually when we went for baptism, we wear simple clothes.
哦，他竟然西装笔挺啊，下去洗礼。
He actually wore nice suits to go for baptism.
这个洗礼不要穿这样子的，简单就好了。
And the church said, don't wear this to baptism, just something simple would be good.
哦，这个医生说，哦，不可以哦，这个洗礼是大典礼啊，我今天的罪要求主赦免，怎么可以不礼貌呢？
And the doctor said, no, I can't just wear something simple. This baptism is a great sacrament, and today I'm going to ask God to forgive all my sins. How can I...
受洗。
How can I be impolite? So he went and baptized.
另外再带一套更漂亮的西装啊啊来换。
And then he brought another suit to change.
受洗之后。
And after baptism.
他的太太做见证。
And the wife gave testimony.
结婚到今天呢，就是我们觉得今天最快乐。
And she said, from the first day of marriage to now, I feel this day is the most joyful day.
我们的头啊，终于归主了。
Because our head finally is converted to Jesus.
在那个全家信主的人当中哦，也许不会体会到这个全家信主的喜乐。
And those families who the whole family believes in Jesus, you might not understand this kind of happiness.
因为我们从小已经习惯了。
Because you're used to this.
其实全家信主很喜乐。
Actually, if you have whole family believing Lord Jesus, you will have great joy.
第二个好处就是全家得救。
The second benefit is that there will be salvation for the whole family.
希伯来书十一章记载，挪亚带领全家得救。
In Hebrews chapter 11, it records that Noah brought the whole family to salvation.
全家人进方舟。
And the whole family went into the ark.
我们要带领全家的人都得救。
We must bring the whole family to salvation.
还有。我们做见证的时候非常有力量。
And lastly, when we give testimonies, it will be powerful.
假如没有全家信主啊，有时候你向人传福音呢、啊，人家说你向你自己的丈夫传好了，你向你的爸爸传好了。
Because if not your whole family believing Lord Jesus, sometimes when you give testimonies they or preach the gospel, they will say, why don't you preach to your father or to your husband?
好，我们要得到这种全家福啊，有三个方法。
If we want to have this household of blessing, we have three methods.
第一个，我们要常常做见证。
First one is that we have to testify frequently.
保罗说，多种的多收。
And Paul said that if you sow more, then you will harvest more.
不种的不收。
And if you sow less, you harvest less. And if you don't sow at all, then you don't harvest at all.
你不传，当然没有人信呢。
If you don't preach, then of course no one will believe.
所以为了要全家信主啊，我们要常常做见证。
Therefore, in order to have your whole family believing Lord Jesus, you must testify frequently.
有时候不信的家人呢不听。
Sometimes the members who doesn't believe will not listen to you.
那现在呀，可以用这个卡带的、CD 的、VCD 的这些现代的器具啊、工具啊，来摆在家里。
But now you can use tapes, CDs, or all these modern communication media, and place them at home.
好像现在台湾的教会啊，每个礼拜哈、都在这个电视台呀、有这个布道。
And for example, in Taiwan, the church now broadcasts every week, broadcasts the sermons on TV every week.
每天呢，在广播电台啊，也有广播。
And every day we broadcast on the radio as well.
就是希望透过多多的见证啊，能够引导更多人来。
And this is hope that through more testimonies, we can guide more to the Lord.
那么这种录影带啊，或者是卡带啊，都有。
So this kind of videotape or tapes, we have a lot of them.
我们应该啊，能够多多的利用。
We should use them.
那再来就是要有好的行为。
And next is to have good deeds.
彼得前书三章第一节说，你们有不信主的丈夫啊，要用好的品性把他感化过来。
And in 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 1, it says, Wives, in the same way, be submissive to your husbands, so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over without the words by the behavior of their wives.
特别在一个家庭里面。
Especially in one family.
如果我们的表现不是很好。
If the RDs are not good.
那么要引导那些还没有归主的人来信主啊。也很不简单。
Then it would not be easy to lead those who does not believe to come to the Lord.
第三个方法就是多多祷告。
And the third method is to pray frequently.
利百加结婚19年没有生孩子。
Rebecca was married for 10 years and she did not have a child.
后来以撒为她祷告。
Finally, Isaac prayed for her.
就是丈夫为妻子祷告
and his husband praying for the wife
第20年就生了一个双胞胎
and at 20 years of their marriage she gave birth to twins
19年没有生孩子
19 years without bearing a child
圣经说耶和华使她不生孩子
Bible tells us the Lord made her unable to bear children
但是以撒为她祷告
But Isaac prayed for her.
所以就生双胞胎了。
So she gave birth to two sons.
现在想想，我们信耶稣几年了？
Now think about this. How many years have we believed in Lord
Jesus? 有没有像利百加19年呢？
Have we believed for 19 years like Rebecca?
我们有没有生过孩子？
Have we given birth to children?
信了几年以后，有没有生过这种属灵的孩子？
And after we believed for so many years, have we given birth to spiritual child?
没有的话要向以撒赶快祷告
If you have not You must pray like Isaac
Hannah 也没有生孩子
Hannah did not give birth
后来她祷告
But later she prayed
她倾心吐意的祷告
She prayed with all her heart
结果神给她生了一个撒母耳
And so God gave her Samuel
后来又生了好几个
And later on she gave birth to many
这两个都是很久没有生孩子
All these two examples, they have not given birth for a long time. But they gave birth by their prayer.
信主耶稣到现在。
You believe in Lord Jesus.
有人说，我信这么多年了，一个都没有生下来。
You believe until this day, and some said that you believe for so many years, you have not given birth to even one spiritual child.
英国有一位弟兄跟他太太讲，这个传福音很难我们多生孩子好了。
So there's a brother in UK said to her wife that it's hard to preach the gospel, so maybe we should just give birth to more children.
所以告诉太太你多生孩子我们养得起。
So he told his wife that give birth to more children, we can afford.
太太就拼命生了。
And so the wife gave birth to a lot of children.
就没有节育了。
And so they did not have birth control.
一个、两个、三个都是你的，生到先生都发脾气了。
And all three were daughters, and the husband was not very happy about it.
我叫你生孩子不是生这种的。
And when I told you to give birth to children, does not mean this kind.
你也要配合一下，怎么中女孩子
？You have to cooperate with me. How can you give birth to, like, how can you have all daughters?
第一个女孩子叫耀兰。
And the name of the first daughter is I want a son.
荣耀的耀，兰花的兰女孩子的名字耀兰，耀兰。
Oh, it's
那第二个叫戴弟
，and the first
戴帽子的戴，女字旁的弟弟，戴弟戴弟，
One means to bring a brother.
都带不来。
But still cannot bring anyone.
第三个女孩子叫旺儿，希望一个儿子叫旺儿。
And the name of the third daughter is I hope I have a son.
一天到晚呢，在这里亚兰、戴蒂、旺儿都望不见。
So every day he keeps calling the names of his daughters, but still he does not have a son.
最后啊，就是祷告啊。
And in the end, he prayed.
终于啊，一个不速之客来了，就来一个男的。
And finally came a son.
他也知道，生男生女都在神。
And he knew that, whether the children is going to be a daughter or a son is up to God.
要生不生也在神。
And to be able to give birth or not is up to God as well.
所以啊，我们要生出属灵的儿子，也要接着祷告。
Therefore, for us to have a spiritual son, it must be through our prayer.
这是一种第一种全家福。
This is the first kind of household blessing.
我们再看第二种。
And let's read the second kind.
全家侍主，侍奉主的全家福。
The second type, the blessing to the family when the whole family serve the Lord.
约书亚记二十四章十五节。
Let's turn to Joshua.
约书亚记二十四章十五节。
Joshua chapter 24 verse 15.
十五节，若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住这个地方的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。约书亚哈临终的时候
，And Joshua on his deathbed.
他特别对以色列百姓这样的声明
He said these to the Israelites
说今天呢你们要做一个选择
He said today you will make a choice
你们是要侍奉列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢
Are you going to serve the gods of your forefathers served beyond the river
亚伯拉罕在大河那边就是伯拉大河的那一边啊，他们称所侍奉的是偶像就是巴比伦的神
Abraham, when he lived beyond the great river Euphrates, they served the gods of Babylon.
那么现在呀，你们要侍奉住在这里的亚摩利人的神吗
？And now, are you going to serve the gods of Amorites?
就是迦南人的神。
These are the gods of the Canaanites.
耶稣要说，你们要选择哦。
And Joshua said, "You must make a choice."
要侍奉伯拉大河那边的巴比伦神呢？
Whether you want to serve the gods, beyond the great river Euphrates,
还是要侍奉迦南人的神呢
？Or are you going to serve the gods of the Canaanites?
至于我和我的家
，But as for me and my household,
我们必定侍奉耶和华。
We will serve the Lord.
约书亚他决心带领全家来侍奉神。
Joshua was determined to bring his whole house to believe.
耶稣亚不是说我一个人要侍奉耶和华。
To serve God, he did not say I will serve God alone.
他说我和我的家，我们全部要侍奉耶和华神。
He said, my household and I, we will all serve the Lord.
最近呢，我们台湾的结婚典礼哈，那个新郎新妇啊，证婚人都会问新郎新妇这两句话。
Recently in Taiwan during the wedding ceremony.They will ask the bride and the groom this question.
大概结婚典礼的是问说你愿意吗？你愿意吗
？Usually they ask, "Are you willing to marry this person?"
你愿意嫁给他做妻子，一辈子顺服他、爱他吗？不管环境怎么变，愿意吗
？Do you want to be his wife and love him forever, no matter how the condition changes?
你愿意娶她做你的妻子？一辈子爱她，像耶稣爱教会吗
？Do you want to marry her and love her for your whole life like the way Jesus loved the church？
我还没有看过说不愿意的。
I have never seen anyone said no。
因为那个场面在问吼，没有人说不愿意、啊。
Because at the wedding ceremony when you ask these questions, no one would say no。
我看不愿意也不会站在那边的。
So if you're not willing, then you won't stand there in the first place。
不愿意是以后才不愿意，那个时候是愿意的。
Not willing comes after the marriage. At that time, you'll be willing.
所以啊，现在传道人比较聪明了，不这样问了。
So now the preachers are smarter now, so they don't ask it this way.
就告诉女孩子。
So tell the bride.
路德说。
Ruth said,
你的国就是我的国。
Your fruit is mine.
你的神就是我的神。
Your God is my God.
你在哪里住，我就住在那里。
Wherever you live, I'll live there.
你在哪里睡，我就睡在那里。
Wherever you sleep, I'll sleep there.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing? 哦，
这个就比较好哈。
I think this is a better way.
然后对男孩子说，
and said to the groom,
耶稣也说，
Joshua said,
我和我的家必定侍奉神。
My household and I will serve the Lord.
你愿意带你一家侍奉神吗？
Are you willing to bring your whole house to serve the Lord?
啊，我愿意。
I'm willing.
哎，我觉得这样问你不错啊。
I think this is a nice way of asking.
这个就是约书亚的决心哦。
This is the determination of Joshua.
因为那个时候已经有孩子了。
Because at that time he already had children.
那今天结婚了，我已经有太太了。
And today, after marriage, I have a wife.
我决心带我的太太一起来侍奉神。
I'm determined to bring my wife to serve the Lord together.
夫妻都信主，这是一回事。
It is one thing for the husband and wife to both believe in the Lord.
但是夫妻全家都能够侍奉主，又是一回事。
But it's another thing for the husband and wife and the whole family to be able to serve the Lord together.
有的人呢，是全家信主了。
There's some families the whole family believes.
但是没有全家来侍奉主。
But not the whole family was serving the Lord.
我们所说的全家侍奉主，就是全家为主工作。
So when I say whole family serving the Lord means the whole family works for the Lord.
还有全家来敬拜神。
The whole family worship the Lord.
有人呢，是全家信主，可是没有全家出现在教会啊，一起拜神。
Some family, the whole family believes in Lord Jesus, but they do not show up at church together to worship God together.
甚至我曾经看有些家，你去我就不去。
I actually saw some family, if you go to a church, then I won't go.
那我去呢，你最好不要来。
If I go, then probably better you don't come.
这种人呢，是全家信主，可是没有全家服侍主。
So for this kind of family, even though the whole family believes, not the whole family is serving together.
所以哦，全家福就是全家都能够参与圣工。
Therefore, to have a household blessing, your whole family should participate in holy work.
全家都能够热心地服侍主。
And the whole family can serve the Lord fervently.
这个才是真正的全家福。
This is the true type of happiness in
a family. 所以你看那个亚伯拉罕哦，每到一个地方就开始筑坛。
So you see, Abraham, no matter where he goes, he builds an altar.
请看创世纪十二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 12.
第七节，第八节。
Genesis chapter 12, verse 7, verse 8.
创世纪十二章第七节。
Genesis chapter 12, verse 7.
耶和华向亚伯兰显现，说：我要把这个地方赐给你的后裔。亚伯兰就在那里为向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛。第八节。
Verse 8.
从那里他又迁到伯特利东边的山，支搭帐篷，西边是伯特利，东边是爱。他在那里又为耶和华筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名。亚伯拉罕离开加勒底的吾尔，来到迦南地。
And Abraham left his hometown and came to Canaan.
就是从拜偶像来敬拜真神。
So he went from worshiping the idols to worship the true God.
当他75岁的时候，
when he was at the age of 75,
离开他的故乡，
he left his hometown,
然后走到迦南地来，
and came to Canaan.
迦南地啊，离开他的故乡啊，有1000多公里。
And it's about 1,000 kilometers away from home.
我们也可以说从现在的伊朗、伊拉克，一直走路走到以色列地。
We can say this distance is similar to walking from Iran, Iraq to Israel.
他这种追求的心呢，真的是很强烈。
And his heart of pursuit is strong.
然后到了迦南地了。
So when he entered the land of Canaan,
他第一件事就是筑坛来献祭。
The first thing he did was to build an altar to offer to the Lord.
后来又搬家了。
And later on he moved again.
第一件事还是筑坛献祭。
The first thing he did was still build
an... 这个筑坛呢，就是要全家人以这个祭坛为中心。
Was still to build an altar to offer to the Lord, and building an altar means that the whole family must have this altar as the center.
所以今天我们说在追求全家福啊，就是全家人要以教会为中心。
So today when we say to pursue after this household of blessing means that the whole family has to have this altar as the center.
特别是一家之主啊，一定要把全家带到这里来。
Especially the head of the house must bring the whole family here.
这个是家长的责任。
This is the responsibility of the parents.
你看圣经啊，那带领全家的哈，都是家长。
You see that in the Bible, all the stories when the whole family was brought to the Lord, it was the parents who brought them.
挪亚带全家进方舟。
Noah brought the whole family into the ark.
亚伯拉罕带全家认识神。
And Abraham brought his whole family to know God.
约伯为全家人献燔祭。
Job made offering for his whole family.
都是家长。
It's all the head of the house.
所以我说一家之主啊，在信仰的生活上要负完全的责任。
So I said the head of the house has to be responsible for the spiritual life of the whole family.
因此啊，我们在家里应该有家庭祭坛。
Therefore, in our house, we should have a family altar.
就是带领我们的儿孙啊、子孙啊，一起唱诗祷告。
So that our children, our grandchildren can sing hymn and praise the Lord.
这也是一种服事。
This is a kind of serving.
我们说的侍奉神啊，不一定去煮饭扫地啊。这个全家来聚会就是一种侍奉。
So when we say serve the Lord, does not necessarily mean cooking or cleaning the church. If you can worship the Lord together, the whole family worship the Lord is a kind of serve.
大家要想想看呢、啊，我一家人都信主了，有没有全家人都在这里
？So we have to think about this. Our whole family believes in the Lord, but is our whole family here?
全家信主是全家福，全家侍奉主更是全家福。
And the whole family believes in the Lord is a blessing for the family. The whole family can serve the Lord together is more blessing for the family.
今年的八月呀、啊，父亲节的时候，因为八月八号是父亲节。
This August, because August 8th is Father's Day for in Taiwan.
我听到一个弟兄啊，在讲。
I heard a brother said.
说现代的爸爸都很凶。
The fathers now they're very mean.
要不然呢、啊，都不凶。
Or otherwise, they're not mean at all.
任儿女欺负。
And so their children can walk all over.
有的是很凶。
And some are very mean.
啊，板住啊，一连的哈，一板正经的样子。
And they're always so strict and serious.
他说这个中国人造字很奇怪。
And he said when the Chinese created the.
你看那个父亲的父哈，就是两撇胡子，在手叉腰。哦，这个两撇胡子又手叉腰，这看起来很凶啊。
Created the writings is quite interesting. So for the character father, it's two mustache and with two arms across the chest.
如果你懂中国字啊，啊，这个父亲的父是两撇胡子，在两只手叉腰，哦，这个就是爸爸。
And it seems very mean. So if you understand Chinese character, you can see this.
有人说啊，不是，那个是父亲，那是古代，现在是爸爸，爸爸就比较好。
And they said that character is used at ancient times. Now we say father with different word.
有一个弟兄说：“哦，爸爸更凶啊！你看，爸爸不是父亲下面一个疤吗？就是爸爸把你打了一巴。”
And so they say now this character used for father is even it's meaner than before. I mean, it's the original father plus this character that resembles and.Hitting.
妈妈就不懂了。妈妈是女人，做马、做牛、做马就是妈妈。
And mother is different. It's like being a horse serving the master.
很多妈妈在家里面呢，哦，很辛苦哦，做牛做马，因为她是妈妈嘛。
So the mothers they work really hard in their family because they are like a horse. They work hard to serve the master.
不管是古代的爸爸，现代的爸爸。
So be it the ancient.Character for father or the modern one
是很凶凶别人还是被凶都无所谓
Whether he's mean or being yelled at by others It doesn't matter
父亲呢、啊、一定要扮演带领全家侍奉神的责任
And the father must have the duty of bringing the whole family to serve the Lord
那在这种事上啊你可以严厉要求
And on this matter you can'tAsk them strictly.
因为你是一家之主。
Because you're the head of the house.
这一家的信仰啊，都关系着啊，都系在你的手上。
And so the spiritual life of this whole family is in your hand.
好，我们最后看一节圣经啊，创世纪十八章。
Let's read a verse, Genesis chapter 18.
十九节。
Genesis chapter 18, verse 19.
创世纪十八章十九节。
Genesis chapter 18 verse 19.
我眷顾他，为要叫他吩咐他的众子和他的眷属遵守我的道，秉公行义，使我所应许亚伯拉罕的话都成就了。神说，为什么我要眷顾他呢？
The Lord says, why do I choose him?
这个他就是亚伯拉罕。
This him refers to Abraham.
为什么神要照顾亚伯拉罕？
Why did God take care of Abraham?
为什么神要特别的爱亚伯拉罕？
Why did he love Abraham specially?
是目的啊，是要他去吩咐他的众子，就是儿子了，还有眷属，就是太太了。儿子太太啊，要透过这个亚伯拉罕去吩咐他，去督导他们。
And so that through Abraham, he will direct his children, which are his sons, and his household, which refers to his wives, after him to keep the way of the Lord.
那么亚伯拉罕的众子，他的太太都能够守神的道，那么神所应许亚伯拉罕的福气都能够成就了。
And if the sons and the wives of Abraham can all keep the way of the Lord and do what is right and just, then the promise, the blessings promised to Abraham will be fulfilled.
所以今天呢，我们全家要得福啊，是息在这个一家之主的身上。
So today, for the whole family to receive blessings, is in the hand of the head of the house.
神既然让你当一家之主，
since God let you be the head of the house,
我们就有责任把全家带来信主，同时让他全家侍奉主。
Then it is our responsibility to bring our whole family in front of the Lord to believe in the Lord and serve the Lord.
你既然是一家之主，
since you are the head of the family,
你就要负起这个责任来。
You have to take this responsibility.
这样子我们才能够得到全家福。
And only so you can receive blessing in your family.
我们剩下的下午继续来谈。
And for the rest, we will continue in the afternoon.
Hallelujah, 大家午安。
Hallelujah, greeting to all of you, brothers and sisters.
今天下午的聚会，我将继续早上所讲的全家福这个题目。
And this afternoon, I will continue with the morning topic, household full of blessing.
请各位参考这个讲义哈。
Let's turn to learning material.
今天早上啊，我们谈到第一点跟第二点，就是全家信主的全家福，还有全家侍奉主的全家福。
This morning we talk about two topics. First is the whole family believing in the Lord, and the whole family serving the Lord.
好，下午我们来看第三点哈。
And this afternoon we're going to look at the third point.
就是和睦同居的全家福。
The third point is the family that live together in harmony.
请看诗篇一百三十三篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms, 133.
诗篇一百三十三篇。
Psalms 133.
这一篇呢是上行的诗。
Here is the Psalms that's written by David.
这个上行的诗从一百二十篇开始到一百三十四篇，一共十五篇。
And they are all together.15 chapters that are starting from Psalms 120-133, which are the songs of ascents.
所谓上行的诗，就是以色列民去耶路撒冷朝见神的时候。
And these psalms, sang of songs, are used by the Israeli when they went to worship God.
当他们呢要登上耶路撒冷啊锡安山的时候。
And on their path.Going up to the Mount Zion.
那么在登山的时候啊，他们就这十五篇呢，就轮流唱。
And on their path going up to Mount Zion, they will take turns to sing the songs.
那么到一百三十三篇呢，这个是记在大卫的上行的诗。
And until Psalms 133, here is a song of ascents written by David.
在上行之诗里面，大卫有四篇。
And there are altogether four songs written by David.
其中啊，这一篇哈，一百三十三篇是在称赞弟兄和睦同居是 何等的美，何等的善。
And among all his songs, one of the songs which is in Psalms 133 is the songs of how beautiful it is for brothers to live together in harmony.
大卫啊，他从小到大都是在一个大家庭里面长大的。
And David has grown up in a big family since young.
那小时候他在父亲的家里跟弟兄姊妹能够和睦同居。
And while he was young, he was able to live in harmony with his siblings.
到了长大以后，
And as he grew up,
他自己成家了。
When he has his own family,
那自己成家，他这个家却是不和睦。
However, in his own family, there is no harmony.
这是非常可惜的。
So that was very pitiful for David.
大卫这个家，非常的乱。
And in a household of David is full of chaos.
不但是兄弟相残，
Not only the siblings are not in harmony, but attacking one another.
还有兄妹乱伦。
And there was incestuous relationship between the siblings.
而且儿子背逆父亲。
The son has gone against the father.
所以啊，大卫越发怀念那种和睦同居的生活。
And because of all this chaos in his family, he lament his state with his songs where he longs for unity in a family.
能够全家信主当然很幸福。
And today is the same. If we have a whole family believing in Christ, it will be very beautiful.
但是啊，还不如啊，能够和睦同居更有福。
But what is more important is to be able to live in harmony.
有时候我们看到信主的家庭呢，也在纷纷扰扰哈吵架，我们觉得很不幸。
We do see some family, even though the whole family is believing in Christ, still there is no unity.
所以有话说啊，以和为贵。
So that's indeed very unfortunate. That is why we always see unity as one of the most precious virtues in the house. 请
看箴言十七章第一节。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs.Chapter 17.
箴言十七章第一节。
Verse 1.
这里说设宴满屋，大家相争，不如有块干饼，大家相安。
Here it says, better is a dry crust with peace and quiet than a house full of feasting with strife.
这一节圣经告诉我们，美满的家庭呢是相爱跟和睦。
In this verse, it tells us that a beautiful family is one that is filled with harmony and unity.
一个和睦相爱的家庭就是喝水也觉得很甜。
And in a harmonious family with love, even though they do not have feast, but just water,
否则的话,
that's enough.
你设宴满屋啊，大家在相争，这就不愉快了。
As here it says, better is a dry crust than a house full of feasting.Even when there was strife.
在诗篇里面呢，有一篇在描述这个全家福。
In the book of Psalms, there's a chapter that describes a family that's full of blessing.
我们来看一下诗篇一百二十八篇。
Let's read Psalms 128.
诗篇一百二十八篇。
Psalms 1-8.
这一篇呢，就是在描述一个全家福的家庭。
Here in this chapter describe a household that's filled with blessing from God.
那这一篇诗篇呢，因为很有名很好，所以很多新婚的家庭呢就特别的把它写标啊，写好就放在客厅或者是房间。
And because this chapter is very popular, a lot of newlywed like to have this chapter written and put up in their family.
那从这一篇里面呢，我们发现哈，这个蒙福的家庭呢，每个人都要尽点本分。
Here in this chapter, it tells us that for a family to feel with blessing, each person has to have his or her own responsibility.
这个第一节跟第二节是在描述做丈夫的。
First and second verse describe the responsibility of the husband.
到第三节的上半段呢，是讲到做妻子的。
And verse 3 describe the responsibility of the wife.
那么下半段才谈到儿女。
And the last verse describe the responsibility of
children. 然后从第四节到最后一节谈到蒙福的家庭跟锡安的关系。
And verse 4 to 6 describe the relationship between a household full of blessing and that of Zion.
那现在我们来看看这一篇呢, 怎么样勉励我们,
and let us look in this chapter and see how it encourages us.
首先呢, 这个第一节跟第二节是在谈这个做丈夫的人该怎么做。
So verse 1 and 2 describe what a husband should do in a household.
做丈夫的他是一家之主。
As we know that a husband is the head of the house.
那么全家人的幸福啊，他是最关键的人物。
And the happiness of the whole family lies on this man of the house.
所以这里说做丈夫的人要敬畏耶和华。
In verse 1 says that for the husband, which is the head of the house, he has to fear the Lord.
这个敬畏啊，应该是外表的跟内心的。
And this fear of the Lord must start from not only the inside as well the outside.
就是从内心呢，他能够束缚神，能够怕神。
He must be able to fear the Lord from the inside.
那么这个外表的来讲啊，外面就是说他能够带全家人呢来敬拜神。
And on the outside, he must be able to lead the whole family to worship God.
就如同亚伯拉罕献祭一样。
It's just like Abraham making sacrifices.
就如同挪亚带全家进方舟。
It's just like Noah taking the whole family into the ark.
所以全家福啊。 这个一家之主一定要先懂得敬畏神。So
in a household, the head of a family must first fear the Lord.
他还要遵行神的道。Not
only that, he must walk in the way of the Lord.
一家之主能够示范遵行神的道。The
first, the master of the house must be able to set example to walk in the way of the Lord.
那全家人呢，才能够学习他。
Then the rest of the family will be able to follow his footsteps.
对，我们有句话说啊， 一家之主就好像火车头。
And there was a saying that goes that the head of the family is just like the head of a train.
他动了，大家跟着动。
And when wherever the heads go, then the body will follow.
他往哪里动，大家跟着往哪里动。
And wherever it goes, the rest of the body will go where it goes.
火车头停下来，大家也停了。
And if the head of the train would stop, then the rest of the body would stop.
所以一家之主啊, 关系着这个家的, 祸福。
So the critical point is this household, is this head of the house, he determined the blessing as well as the mishap of the house.
第二节又谈到一家之主啊, 要劳碌工作。
And verse 2 tells us that the head of family must labor for the family.
就是说他不能在家吃闲饭。
In other words, he cannot just laze around and do nothing at home.
他必须尽一家之主的责任去赚钱去劳苦。
And he has to carry out the responsibility as the head of a house to labor for food.
这里特别谈到你要吃劳碌得来的。
Here in verse 2 it says that you will eat the fruit of your labor.
可见这个一家之主啊, 他是很认真的。 很殷勤的在工作。
So in other words, this head of the house is working very hard for the family.
圣经说啊, 你六天要勤劳工作。
The Bible says that for 6 days you will toil and labor.
又说不工作就不能吃饭。
And also it says that if you do not work, then you will not have food.
所以啊, 要劳碌工作, 让全家温饱。
So you have to work and toil and feed the rest of the family.
这个世界上啊, 很多请安的话都不太一样。
And in this world, different culture, there are many different ways of greeting one another.
我们中国人见面呢, 你好。
In a Chinese culture, when we greet each other, we'll say, how are you?
犹太人见面呢, 愿你平安。
In a Jewish culture, they will say, peace be with you.
我们有传道人去埃及啊, 他说埃及人一见面呢, 就说你流汗了吗?
And there was a preacher that went to Egypt, and their greeting is that when they see each other, have you sweat?
我觉得这一句也蛮有意思的。
I think this is very interesting.
你流汗了吗?
And this greeting asks you, have you sweat?
你的身体如果不健康, 就不会流汗。
In other words, if you are not healthy, then you will not be sweating.
通常啊, 病人啊, 流汗流不出来。
If we have a chance to look at sick people, they don't sweat.
所以流汗是健康。
So for those people who can perspire, then you are considered as healthy.
那病人呢, 正常的汗不流, 流冷汗, 那更不好了。
patient will have cold sweat, and that's not good.
还有啊, 就是你认真工作, 所以才会流汗。
Also, if you were to work really hard, then you will have sweat.
都不工作吃闲饭，怎么会流汗呢？
And if you don't sweat for your food, then how would you have anything to eat?
所以他们埃及人一见面，你流汗了吗？也表示说你有在工作吗？你身体健康吗？
So the greeting in the Egyptian culture is that when you have you sweat, that means that have you been working? Or another way of saying is, are you healthy?
所以啊，一家之主这个做丈夫的，圣经的要求就是你要认真工作。
So in other words, the head of a house, the responsibility is working hard.
那么至于做太太的呢？
How about being a wife?
我们看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
他说你的妻子在你的内室好像多结果子的葡萄树。你的妻子在内室。
Here it says that your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your home.
这个幸福的家庭呢，就是妻子要在内室。
Household for blessing requires a woman to be within the house.
所以中国人称太太叫做内人。
And for Chinese, they usually call a woman as an inner woman.
好的太太叫做贤内助。
And a good wife for Chinese people, they will call a virtuous inner woman.
意思就是要太太啊，多看家，多爱家。
And this means that for a wife to be good, then she has to spend more time at home.
可是呀，现在很多职业妇女哈。都不在家。
But today, unfortunately, there are so many women that have to work, and they don't have time to stay at home.
所以我常常说哈，如果不是真的经济困难呢，太太最好在家。
So that's why I often emphasize, if there's no financial difficulty, it's better for women to stay at home.
因为你是这个家的一个中心人物。
Because you are a central figure in the house.
当先生孩子回来的时候
So when your husband and your children come back from
看不到太太看不到妈妈会若有所失
And if they come back home and not seeing a woman in the house there's something missing
我就看到一位执事哈，每回到家就问他的孩子妈妈呢妈妈呢
I remember there was a deacon every time when he returned home he would ask his children where's mom
他说妈妈出去了快回来了
And then the children would say the mom has gone out she will be coming back
这个先生啊，坐立不安啊，一下子又问妈妈呢？你妈妈去哪里啊
？But this husband will not feel comfortable. He will just keep asking until the wife comes home.
孩子说：“快回来了，快回来了。
”And he kept asking, "Where's mom? Where's mom?" And the son
would say,
"He's coming back." And until a period of time, he will still ask, "Where's mother?"
到最后啊，太太回来了。
And finally, when the mother returned home,
孩子说：“妈妈，爸爸找你呀。”
And then the husband will say, hey, mom, I'm looking for you.
这个太太来说，你找我做什么？
And the wife would ask, why are you looking for me?
没有啊。
And then he said, oh, nothing, I just want to see you.
孩子说你在找我。
The children says, the dad is looking.
这个男人就是这个样子哦。
So this is how men are like.
一天到晚看太太好像没有什么好看的。
Every day they see the woman as if that's nothing.
怎么看也是这个样子。
And no matter how this man will look at the woman, she's still the same.
一旦你失踪了一个上午一个下午啊拼命找
But the moment when the woman is missing for just morning or afternoon the man will find
something
missing
太太、啊、
in the household
就成功了
So I think if a man missed you then the wife is very successful
假如你出去了没人找
And if you were to go out and your husband doesn't miss you
你回来也好不回来更好
And the husband doesn't care whether you come back home or not
我说这个就失败了
Then I think that's very unsuccessful
所以太太在内室就是你爱家你看家
So that's why here in verse 3 it says that when the wife within your household that means you love your family and stay at home
你以家为重那大家以你为重
And when you place emphasis in your household then the rest of the member and family will see you as important
所以我说啊非不得已不要出去
And that's why I always emphasize that if you really cannot make it then stay at home
非不得已啊不要做职业妇女
and try to be a housewife other than to be a career woman
你先生赚的钱如果过生活了那就安心一点
and if your husband can make enough for the family then you should stay at home
你看我们中国人造字哈，这个安心的安是一个家里面一个女人这个就是安
And as our Chinese character is very interesting, the word peace has a woman under a house.
这个中国字很有意思。
The Chinese character is very interesting.
这个家，下面一个，里面一个女人，就是安呢，安。
The word peace is made out of the radical of family and need the family is the letter woman.
为什么我到加拿大来将近一个月我安呢？因为我那边有一个女人在，我的太太在我家。
And why is that when I come to Canada away from my home, I feel peaceful? It's because in my household I know there's a woman at home.
一旦这个女人呢、啊、离家出走了，就不安了。
And if this woman were to leave the family, then I wouldn't feel peaceful anymore.
也就是失去平安呢。
In other words, we'll lose the peace.
让你呀、啊、不安定，不安心。
And when you lose the peace, you can't feel the security anymore.
所以这一篇诗里面呢，在强调女人爱在家，一定要在内室。
So here in verse 3, Psalm says that for women, it will be like fruitful vine within the house.
这里说的内室啊，不是说叫女人在家里睡觉。
And when it says within the household, doesn't mean that you lace around and just sleep at home.
哦，有人说、哦、那这样好了。我就吃饱饭睡觉就好了。
And some women will think that okay, fine, then I'll just eat and sleep.
不是的。
And do nothing.
这里内室有一个积极的意义，就是爱家、看家、顾家、整理家园。
To stay within the household is to love your family and to take care of your family.
好，下面又说好像多结果子的葡萄树。
And in verse 3, here it also says that you must be a fruitful vine.
太太啊，要好像多结果子的葡萄树。
Here it says that the woman has to be fruitful.
我们都知道葡萄树结果的时候是果子累累。
And we have seen on the vine, when it's harvest time, there are lots of grapes.
所以犹太人这一句的意思啊，就是多生孩子。
And for the Jewish, just means that the wife has to be propagating.
哦，所以犹太人一结婚了啊，有了孩子很高兴。
And for a Jewish family, once when they get married and they have children,
there will be a lot of
joy in the family, and they would like to have lots of children.
你看拉结跟利亚两个姐妹在比赛生孩子。
And we have seen how Rachel and Leah, they both were competing to have more children.
哇，一生一生一直生。And, 最后生十二个。
They were competing to have more children, and they have 12 children in the end.
这个、啊、就好像葡萄树啊，结果累累。
So it's likened to a vine filled with harvest grapes.
那如果今天叫我们这些姐妹大家都拼命生孩子啊，我看有些人就不太愿意的。
And it's quite different than today. Most women will not want to have a lot of children.
所以这个多结果子还有一面的意思就是。品德好。
Another meaning of this fruitful vine is to have lots of good virtues.
这个品德多、品德好，对这个家庭的幸福啊很重要。
And it's important to have quality and quantity virtue because it determines the blessing of a family.
请看箴言十四章第一节。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 14.
箴言十四章第一节。
Verse 1.
智慧的妇人建立家室，愚妄的妇人亲手拆毁。
The wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands, the foolish one tears her down.
这里谈到妇人呢、啊，跟家庭有关。
Here it's mentioned the importance of relationship, the blessing of a woman in a household.
所谓智慧的妇人，就是敬畏神啊，有品德。这种女人呢、啊，能够建立家室。
Here, wise woman refers to a woman who fears the Lord and have good Christian virtue.
那所谓的愚妄妇人呢、啊，是表示任性、放荡。
And the foolish woman, on the other hand, a woman that's stubborn,
哀家闲游
and lazy and not doing anything in the household.
争吵使气。
She's full of complaint and argument.
不敬畏神。
And she's a woman who doesn't
worship God. 这种女人呢、啊，会把一个好好的家庭呢、啊、拆毁掉。
And a woman like her that doesn't fear the Lord will tear her household down.
你看所罗门王在赞美这个妇女啊，是多么伟大、哦、
So here we can see how King Solomon praised a woman.
她可以建立家室，也可以拆毁家庭。
And how he see woman has ability to build a house or tear the house down.
虽然呢，这个家是男人建立的。
Although this house was built by man.
但是女人可以把它拆掉的。
But a woman herself can tear it down.
所以你看呢，如果结婚错了啊，娶错妻子了，整个家庭就被破坏了。
So in other words, if you were to marry the wrong woman, then the whole family can be broken.
相反的，却能够建立家室。
On the other hand, if you marry the right woman. Right woman, then you can build the whole household.
再看 箴言三十一章。
Let's turn to Psalms 31.
箴言三十一章这一篇呢，就是才德妇女篇。
Proverbs 31 talk about the wife of noble character.
那么从二节到九节，这是在教导男人。
Proverbs chapter 31 from verse 2 to verse 9 is teaching to the son.
第十节以下是教导女人。
And from verse 10 onward is teaching to the woman.
那么第十节一开始啊，就说才德的妇人谁能得着呢？
Starting from verse 10, here it says, a woman of a noble character, who can find?
谁有福气得到才德的妇人呢？
In other words, here it asks, who has the blessing to find a wife of noble character?
才德的妇人呢，得来不易的。
In other words, it's very difficult to find a wife of noble character.
下面说，她的价值胜过珍珠，就是比珍珠财宝更好。
And then follows saying that she's worth far more than rubies and any treasure.
十一节说，她的丈夫倚靠她。
And verse 11 says her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing.
十二节说，她一生使丈夫有益无损。
And verse 12, she brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life.
我最近呢，听到一个姐妹做见证。
Recently, I heard a testimony from a sister.
她说有一天呢，她读这个诗，这个箴言三十一篇。
And she said that one day when she was reading this Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10.
她觉得哈，所罗门王的要求太高了。
And she felt that King Solomon has too high an expectation of a woman.
她说天底下没有一个女人可以这样办到的啦。
And she said that in this world you can never find such a woman of such noble character.
这个姐妹就说，最让人生气的哈。
And this woman, she even lamented one thing that makes her even more mad.
就是才德的妇人这么认真殷勤工作，她的丈夫啊，竟然在城门口跟长老聊天泡茶。
And she said that even this wife of noble character is working so hard for the family, the husband is sitting outside and just talking and chatting.
因为这个二十三节说，她的丈夫在城门口啊，跟长老啊。
Because in verse 3 it says her husband is just outside the city gate and he was just sitting among the elder and talking.
哦，她愤愤不平。
And she was not happy with this chapter.
传道人呢就跟她谈。
Then I went and talked to her.
你怎么知道你的先生在城门口跟长老聊天泡茶？
How do you know that your husband is just sitting outside the gate and just chatting with elders?
有啊，这个二十三节明明说他在城门口跟长老在一起啊。
And she said in verse 23 it says that the husband is respected at the city gate.
然后传道人告诉他。
And I told her.
他说啊，你的先生啊，在城门口跟长老在讲你。
Your husband is chatting with the elders outside the city gate about you.
他说讲我什么？
And then the sister asks, what about me?
他说讲你二十九节。
It talks about how you are as in verse 29. 你的先
生在跟长老说，才德的女子很多，唯独了我的太太超过一切。
And this is what your husband was telling those elders, chatting to them in verse 29. It says that many women do noble things, but my wife surpasses them all.
这姐妹说，真的这样讲吗？
And then this sister was amazed and said, do you think my husband really said that?
不是，我有二十九节就是这样讲啊。
Yeah, in verse 29, indeed praised you.
人家丈夫非常的赞美你。
That your husband is praising you in front of elders.
他以你为荣啊。
And she's seeing you as his pride.
所以二十八节也说她的丈夫称赞她。
And in verse 28 also says that the husband praises you.
他知道你的辛苦。
And she knows your toil and your labor.
后来啊，她才不埋怨了。
And then later on, she did not complain about this chapter anymore.
她说这还差不多。
And she says, well, this is a good chapter.
就说啊，还知道我。
And at least my husband knows how hard I work.
实际上啊，每个人太太在家里面的工作。
In actual fact, a woman has a lot of work to do at home.
家里的人都可以感受的。
And all the family of the household can feel that.
你在家里的不工作，大家也感受。
If the woman does not work or do anything at home, the whole family can also sense that.
所以啊，诗篇一百二十八篇才把这个蛮糊的家庭啊，这个太太的条件说这两样。
And that's why in Psalms chapter 28, it tells us how a household full of blessings should be if a woman has such two criteria.
现在我们看看这个做儿女的该怎么做。
And next, let's look at what should the children do.
再看回来128篇的第三节。
Let's turn back to Psalms chapter 28.
第三节说，你的儿女围绕你的桌子，好像橄榄摘子。这里说儿女要围绕你的桌子。Verse
3 says, your sons will be like olive shoots around your table.
所以在全家福的这个家庭里面呢，这个儿女也很重要。So
in a household, the children play a very important role as well.
他要跟父母亲呢围桌子，围绕桌子。They
must sit around their parents.
这个围绕桌子有两个意义。
And there are two significance for them to sit around the table.
一个就是说有甜同享，有苦同当。
And one is that the whole family share the sweetness and bitterness.
桌子上摆什么就吃什么。
And whatever is on the table lay out, everybody will eat.
跟父母亲呢围绕桌子。
And share the same food with the parents.
不要说甜汤你就喝，苦瓜你不吃。
So in other words, the children shouldn't pick on the food that he likes or she likes and ignore some that he doesn't like.
在桌子上的都是大家要一起享受。
So whatever is laid out on the table must be shared among the whole family.
另外这个围绕桌子也有信仰的同心合意的意思。
And another significance of this children around the table means that they share the same belief.
要跟父母亲呢一起祷告，一起读经。
They must read the Bible and pray with the parents.
要随从父母亲的脚步上教会做礼拜。
They must follow the parents to go to the church and worship God.
不要说父母亲了，要家庭聚会了，怎么叫也叫不来。
And they should not ignore the parents. The parents are trying to get them to go to worship God.
我们这边呢都有这个家庭聚会。
In Vancouver, we have family services.
各位注意看哈，去家庭聚会的时候啊。 家庭的成员没有参加，都是有问题。And
if you were to take a closer look, there are also always some kind of a problem when the family does not attend the family service.
你看去他的家里家庭聚会，先生不出现。And
if you were to attend a particular family service of a household, and if the husband does not appear,
大家去他的家里聚会，孩子不见。Or
if you see the children are not there.
这个不是很奇怪吗?
Then there's something missing.
所以啊，围绕桌子就是陪父母亲一起聚会。
So when it says around the table and surrounding table, that means the whole family come together to worship God.
在信仰生活，我们要围在一起。
And in a life of faith, we must come together to worship God.
这是这一篇圣经呢特别强调的。
This is the emphasis of this chapter.
下面那一句说，你的孩子好像橄榄摘子。
And then it also says that your sons will be like olive shoots.
橄榄摘子就是小橄榄。
Olive shoots refers to the young olive.
还在成长当中。
And refers to olive that's still growing.
所以这一颗橄榄摘子，你现在怎么种？
And it all depends how you're going to plant this olive shoots.
你是把它种在神的殿呢? 变成神殿的橄榄呢?
Are you planting?
Yeah, 小小的。
Because it's, your children is like an olive shoot.
你现在就要动动脑筋怎么去摘啊? 放在哪里?
And today you must think of how you're going to nurture this olive, where are you going to place this olive shoots?
因为这个摘一旦移栽啊, 长大了就是停在那边的。
And if you were to put it in a particular place, once it grows up, it's permanent, it stays there.
有一句话哈, 就是诗篇144篇, 我们看一下哈。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 144,
12节。
Verse 12.
各位不晓得有没有注意这一句话。
I'm not sure whether you have paid any particular attention to this chapter.
诗篇144篇, 12节。
Psalms chapter 144, verse 12.
我们的儿子从幼年好像树摘子长大。
Here it says that then our sons in their youth will be like well-nurtured plants, and our daughters will be like pillars carved to adorn a palace.
这里说儿子跟女儿,
Here it tells us about sons and daughters.
我自己也有儿子，我自己也有女儿。
I myself have both sons and daughters.
我觉得在带领儿子跟带领女儿截然不同。
And I myself feel that that's very different bringing up a son and a daughter.
有的人很喜欢男孩子。
Some parents they particularly like son.
那相反的，有的人很讨厌男孩子。
And some they dislike son.
说太皮了。
They don't like boys and they find them very mischievous.
但是有些人呢，很怕女孩子。
But some, however, on the other hand, they are afraid of having daughters.
因为女孩子一耍起脾气来，比男孩子更可怕。
Because they are afraid of the tantrum of the girls.
所以圣经呢，何西阿书在骂。倔强的母牛，他们要骂公牛。
Because,
倔强的母牛。
We can see that a lot of time, like in the book of Hosea, Hosea was scolding this female bull.
你看他，他说儿子哈，我们在养育儿子，好像树栽子把它种下去，它就长大了。
And here it says in verse 12 that our son in the youth is like well-nurtured plants.
所以那个第一步，你种哪里这一点很重要了。
And so the firststep is important where you plant this, this young shoots.
可是女儿不同哦。
And daughters on the other hand.
我们再看一次，说我们的女儿好像垫脚石啊。
Here it says that all daughters will be like pillars.
要慢慢去找啊。
That you must slowly go carve it.
女儿跟男孩子不同。
Daughters are different from sons.
要慢慢去琢，是要圆的还是四方的？因为是垫脚石啊。要插在那个缝里面呢，所以你要刻好，要凿好。
Because it's a pillar, therefore you must take your time to carve it and adorn it.
所以一般来讲啊，那个女孩子就是嫁出去，嫁出去。
And normally a daughter will marry someone and leave the family.
那么嫁出去要适应那个家庭。
And once the daughter were to marry out, then she will have to adjust herself to a new family.
男孩子结婚了，把女孩子娶进来就好了。我在这树栽子长大，可是女孩子是嫁出去哟、哦，要适合那个家庭。
And when the woman don't get married and leave the family, then she will have to learn to adjust to her new family.
因此，带领女儿啊，就是管理女儿、管教女儿，要跟男孩子是不同的。
And therefore, when you educate your son, it's quite different the way when you educate your daughter.
就是要慢慢的去琢，去。雕刻它。
For daughters, you must take your patience and to carve her slowly.
所以你看，我们中国的女孩子啊，要学插花，学做衣服，学弹琴，学厨房的事，男孩子可以不必哦。
And as some of you know that for the Chinese people, they usually train their daughter to do flower arrangement, to do cooking, and a lot of these things, the men they don't have to learn in a family, in a Chinese family.
以前呢、啊，这些女孩子如果不会这些啊，你就不要嫁人了。
And in the past, in the olden days, the woman doesn't know how to do all these, then the woman wouldn't find a husband.
可是男孩子不会。没有人会讲话。
But if a man doesn't know how to do all these, then nobody will say anything.
我们不会骂男孩子说：“哎，你怎么不会插花、啊？”
And we'll never criticize a man. How come you don't know how to do flower
arrangement? 可是女孩子不会插花就有一点怪的。
But in all days, and if a woman doesn't know how to
decorate house, 因为这个花好像跟女人结在一起的。
Or to do flower arrangement, there's something wrong with a woman.
所以她必须去学。
Because we feel that in all days, a woman has to learn.
你看我们一般教会啊，这个。弹琴也是女孩子多。
And in most churches, you see that women are the one who are playing the piano.
男孩子不学琴，比较不会被骂。女孩子不学琴，人家说你为什么不学琴
？And a lot of time, people will criticize a woman for not playing the piano, but not men.
女孩子不下厨房，人家也会讲话。
And the same with a woman when she doesn't go into the kitchen to cook.
你连煎个蛋也不会，炒个面也不会。
You criticize a woman for not able to do simple tasks in the kitchen.
将来要饿死啊
like how to even fry an egg.
男孩子好像生了就不必学这些。
But it seems that people wouldn't criticize a man for not knowing how to cook.
所以哈、哦，大卫王啊，在这个十二节谈到男孩子跟女孩子的教养不同。
So here, the way King David he mentioned how different is a way parents bring up sons and from that of the daughter.
刚刚我们在读128篇呢是。念这个最后一节就是 橄榄摘子这一句话。
Just now we'll read Psalms 128. We talk about olive shoots.
所以啊，我们要好好把它移栽，把它浇灌，让它在适当的地点就自然而然的长大了。
And we must know where to plant these shoots, and in the proper conditions, the shoots will grow up to a well-nurtured plant.
那么从第四节到第六节谈到锡安的问题。
And from verse 4 to 6 talks about Zion.
就说这个全家福啊，跟锡安是连在一起的。
And here I see a relationship between a household blessing with that of Zion.
所谓锡安就是教会。
Zion refers to church.
所以我们的家要成为全家福，一定要跟教会连在一起。
And for a household filled with God's blessing, that must connect closely with that of a household of a church of God, which is a church.
128篇的第五节说，愿耶和华从锡安赐福气给你。
Verse 5 says, May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life.
愿你一生一世可以看见耶路撒冷的好处。
And may you see the prosperity of Jerusalem.
所以啊，神既然透过锡安赐福给信徒，那么我们就要先住在锡安，连接锡安。
And it's through Zion that God's blessed family, and therefore we must be very closely connected to Zion.
你看那些啊与教会有密切关系的每一个家，神都有特别的恩典。
And if you see, pay particular attention to the household that have close relationship with Zion, then that family usually have many blessings from God.
那么那些远离锡安的人呢、啊，真的没有福气。
And on the other hand, the family that has departed or far away from Zion, then they are very lack of blessing from God.
所以全家福不但要和睦同居。
So a household not only have to live together in harmony.
全家大大小小都要遵行神的道。
And in a household, big or small, they all must know how to walk in the way of the Lord.
而且要跟锡安连在一起。
And they all must have close relationship with Zion.
啊，我们最后看第四段哈。
Let's look at the
另外一种就是三代同堂的全家福。
The fourth point, this household full of blessing with generation living together under one roof.
请看路德记第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Ruth.
路德记四章的十三节到十七节。
Ruth chapter
第四章。
Chapter 4. Chapter 4 verse 13.
从十三节到十七节，这里谈到三代同堂。
Here it talks about how a family of three generations lived together under one roof.
第一代是拿俄米。
The first generation is Naomi.
第二代是波斯路德。
The second generation is Boaz and Ruth.
第三代就是俄贝德。
And the third generation is Obeda.
你看这个家庭哈，本来是非常凄凉的。
And initially, the first generation was very pitiful.
在路德记的第一章里面记载，这个家曾经放声大哭。
And in chapter 1 of the book of Ruth, it says, the first generation, they cry out to the Lord.
因为一个家庭呢，六个人呢，死了三个人，通通是男的。
Because in this household of Naomi, three men died.
所以啊，那三个寡妇啊，哭在一起。
And all the three widows, they cried together.
可是到最后这一章，
And in the last chapter of the book of Ruth,
就是第四章的十三节开始出现一幕啊，非常令人感动的画面。
And chapter 4, verse 13 is a verse that painted a very touching picture.
那就是三代同堂。
And here is a picture of how three families lived, three generations living together under one roof.
有一个执事啊，有一天中午哈，在骂他的孩子。
There was once a deacon, he was rebuking his son.
因为他的孩子太吵了。
他的孩子 ，his children, because the children were very noisy.
他就很大声地骂他说：“你不知道爷爷在睡午觉吗？”
And he was rebuking his children, saying that, "Don't you know that you guys are too loud and disrupting your grandpa who's sleeping and taking a nap?"
你们这么大声啊，把爷爷都吵醒了。
And you guys are gonna wake up your grandpa if you are so loud.
你们这样乖吗？
Is that considered as a
deacon?
How can you do that?
骂得很凶。
So he was rebuking the children for being too noisy.
更大声才能够压过小孩子的大声。
And he was rebuking them very loudly and scolding them.
然后爸爸起床了。
Then the grandpa woke up.
他没有教训小孩子，他是教训他的儿子。
He did not rebuke the children, but he rebuked his own son.
他说你小孩子的时候比他们更吵。
And he said this to his son that when you were a little child, you're even more noisy than these little children.
你的记忆当中，我有没有像你这么凶过？
And in your own mind, have you heard of me scolding you so loudly before?
刚刚啊，你在制止小孩子那个声音呢、啊？比他们的声音更大。
And just now, the way you scold your children is much louder than your children's noise.
他说：“老师说，我不是被小孩子的声音吵醒，是被你的声音呢啊叫醒的。
”And the truth is that I was being awakened by your scolding and not the children's noise.
然后这个爸爸告诉这位执事。
And this father replied.
他说：“我们家庭所以快乐。”就是因为有那些小孩子的声音。
And it says that our family is so full of blessing is because of all the sounds of the children.
所以啊，轻轻的讲就好了，不必这么凶。
You don't have to be so loud when you rebuke the little children.
后来我们这个执事啊，在圣灵月刊哈、啊、写了一篇文章。
And later on, this deacon he wrote an article.
如果你们看过啊，应该就是这个。他说，一个幸福的家庭呢、啊。具备三种声音。
If you have read his article before, then you know that he wrote that in a happy household there are three kinds of voices.
就是要有老人的声音。
There's voices of a young, of
an
elderly,
中年人的声音。
Of the middle aged.
也要有青少年或者是儿童的声音。
And of the young and little children.
这个三种声音在这个家庭里面都有了。
And if there are three kinds of voices in this household,
然后就是一个非常美的和声。
And then this, all these voices will come together as a very harmonious voice.
如果少了一种声音，
if there's even lacking one voice,
会觉得美中不足。
Then there's something that's imperfect.
然后我们看看这一段圣经里面这三种声音有没有。
And let's look in this chapter and see whether in this household there are these three voices.
先看十四节。
Let's look in verse 14.
说那些女人呢、啊，对拿俄米说啊，耶和华是应当称颂的。
Verse 14 says that the Lord have to be praised.
因为今天呢、啊，没有撇下你，使你没有至近的亲属。
That the Lord had never forsaken you.
然后，愿这个小孩子在以色列中得名声。
And that may the children become famous throughout Israel.
他要提起你的精神。
For he will renew your life and
sustain, 奉养你的老
and sustain you in your old age.
这里谈到这个小孩子。
Here it tells us about
这个小孩子会使大人得名声。
And this little children will give fame to the
所以小孩子在这个家庭里面很重要。
Therefore, little children play a very important role in the family.
但是要好孩子。
But children has to be good children.
所以说这个孩子要让啊让大人呢、啊、有名声。
And this children must bring good reputations to the family, to the parents.
十五节还谈到要提起你的精神。
And verse 15 says that he will renew your life. And
所以老人家看到小孩子。就更有精神。
And for an elderly person, when they see their little children, their grandchildren, they usually feel with life.
那么在某些方面呢、啊，他也会更年轻。
And a lot of time they will be revived and they'll become younger.
家里面的小孩子的声音是代表他的活泼，代表他的朝气。代表他的希望。
And the voices of little children will normally bring a lot of vitality and hope to a family.
这里有一句话很好，我们看一下诗篇一百一十篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms.
第三节。
111. Psalms 111, verse 3.
一百一十篇第三节。
Verse 3.
当你掌权的日子，你的名要以圣洁为装饰为衣，甘心牺牲自己。你的名多如清晨的甘露啊！中文呢、啊，这个清晨的甘露，小字翻译作少年的时光。
Sorry, this is chapter 110, verse 3. Here it says that you will receive the dew of your youth.
清晨的甘露。就是少年人呐，少年的时光。
And the dew of your youth refers to the youth that you have.
台湾的神学院呢，用这一句做院训。
In Taiwan, we use this as an opening for the theological student.
如果各位看那个神学院的院训，两句话，一句是余粒麦子，一句就是清晨甘露。
And one is a little wheat, and another one is the dew from the morning.
那这一句清晨甘露就是勉励神学生要不断的、常常的保持活泼、有朝气。
The dew of your youth, to remind the young people that you must continue to be filled with vitality and.
神学院呢，要神学生天天保持青春活泼。
And the theological college wants the student to always to be filled with energy and life.
不要死气沉沉。
And not to be passive.
更不要老气沉沉。
And lack of energy.
老人家。说话慢，走路慢。
As we see some elderly people, they are lack of energy.
有时候说，为什么不走快一点呢？
And sometimes, we wonder how come they cannot move faster.
因为他是老啊，老人家。
It is because they are elderly and.
但是相反的，如果年轻人呢、啊，说话慢慢的，有气无力。
Lacking of energy, but on the other hand, if for young people they are moving slow and not
full
of energy, and lacking in energy,
要驼起背来
and also slouching.
这个叫什么年轻人、啊、
Then how can we call the person young?
所以教会的年轻人一定要活泼
So for the youth of the church must be filled with life.
时时充满希望
And always be filled with hope.
不要讲一些话都是很失望的话
And stay away from very pessimistic talk.
年轻人嘛，太阳刚起来嘛。
And because you're young, you are filled with lots of vitality and there's hope. Like the sun, morning sun.
带着希望。
And you are filled with hope.
不是黄昏呢。
And you are not the dust.
黄昏是快下去了。
You are dawn.
所以我们教会需要年轻人的声音。
Therefore, in our church, we need the voice of the young.
家庭是这样，教会也是一样。
It's the same for the family as well as the family of Christ.
那中年人的声音呢？
And next, what is the voice of the middle age?
十五节这样说。
Chapter 4, verse 15, it says,
说这个孩子啊，是你爱慕你的那个媳妇所生的了。
Here, this child is born by the wife that you love.
有这个媳妇啊，比七个孩子还好。
And having this wonderful wife is better than all these children.
所以中年这一辈啊，主要的就是他坚强有力。
And for the middle age, first two people,Filled with the strength.
所以我们教会哈需要一些中年人。
So in our church also we need members of middle age.
啊，这个教会如果没有中年人哈，这个教会啊没有力量。
And if this church doesn't have the people like them, then this church will not fill with strength.
因为中年人呢有工作。
Because these people usually
have jobs.
他要
为教会出钱出力。
And these are the people who labor for the church.
好像中年人路德要去生孩子
Just like Ruth herself, she's middle age and she's giving birth
生孩子就是生产
and,
一直的生产
And she's laboring
所以中年人、啊、才有生产的力量
The middle age will have this ability and strength of giving birth and labor
他好像是教会的柱子一样、啊、不能倒
And they are likened to the pillars of the church
你看一条鱼、哦、
And they cannot fall
尾巴头，那中间那一块啊是最有肉的哦。
And if you look at the fish, the head and the tail, usually the body is the one that filled with lots of flesh.
所以教会的中年人呢、啊，就好像鱼的中间呢、啊，肉最多。
And the middle-aged members are like the fish, the body of the fish is filled with lots of meat.、
嗯、当然了、啊，这个中年人的肚子也比较大。
And sometimes, of course, the middle-aged people put on some weight on the belly.
很奇怪啊，就小不了，一直大起来。
And it's very difficult to get smaller.
因为他比较有分量嘛。
Because these people are full of meat.
啊，所以中年人如果不奉献、不工作，这个教会怎么维持啊？
And if the middle-aged people were not to offer themselves, how can then they sustain this church?
要赚钱奉献，还要不断的生产。
Not only they have to labor for the church, they also have to continue to provide.
路德要生产啊，对啊。
Same for Ruth, she has to labor.
俄贝德啊，小孩子不会生产啊。
And same with the, her child Obed cannot.
拿俄米 老了也不能生产了。
And same with Naomi, she couldn't give birth.
所以中间这一代啊，就是负责生产，负责养家。
And so therefore, the middle age has the responsibility of giving birth and taking care and providing for the family.
那老年这一代呢
？Then how about the elderly?
我们看十六节。
Let's look at verse 16.
拿俄米把孩子抱在怀中，做他的养母。这里说啊。老年人要抱孩子。
Here says that Naomi took the child and laid him in her lap.
还要做
他
的养母。
Not only the elderly take care of the child, they also care.
所以今天不管是家庭教会也好。
So not only at church or in our family.
我们需要这些老年人。
We need the elderly.
借重他的稳重，他的慈祥。
And with their caring and stable heart.
老年人呢，不是生产。
They are not the people who work and labor.
可是他要抱抱小孩子。
But they are the one who will take care of the children.
他要看看这个家。
They will overlook the house.
所以今天教会的老前辈啊，要关心啊这些青年人呐、中年人呐、他们的信仰、他们的品德。
They will oversee the whole household, their faith and their character.
需要的话还要抱抱他。
And if there's a need, these elderly will have to go.
因为他小，他不会走路。
Carry them because、
啊、
the child is young and cannot walk.
教会这些前辈哈、哦，还是要多关心年轻人。
Therefore, the elderly has to take care of the young people in the church.
所谓抱孩子就是看顾。
Here to take care of the child is to care for them.
有时候我们要代祷。
And sometimes we even have to intercede for them.
所以这三种声音呢，在全家福的家庭里面是缺一不可。
So these three kind of voices are very important. Happy household.
我们说教会啊，就是一个大家庭。
And shouldn't be lacking of one.
我们这个教会要得到神的祝福。
And we often say that this church is a big family of God.
就是这三种人，这三种声音都要出来。
And if this church must receive the blessing from God, then we need all these three kinds of voices.
那么三种声音在我们教会里面很和谐，这个教会就是一个蒙福的教会了。
And if these three kinds of voices are in harmony in this church, then the church is the one that will be blessed.
这就是第四段所说的三代同堂的全家福。
And this is what it says here in the fourth topic, which is the household.
有时候我们在一个教会里面呢、看到年轻人、中年人、老年人都很和谐的在一起、
of three
很受安慰。
And usually when we see this a household with three generations together living in harmony, we'll feel very comforted.
好，最后我们看箴言第三章三十三节。
Let's turn finally to Proverbs chapter
3. 箴言第三章三十三节。
Verse 33.
耶和华咒诅二人的家庭，赐福于义人的居所。这里谈到两种家。
Here the Lord curse is on the house of the wicked, and he blesses the house of righteous.
恶人的家庭。
Here mentions there's the house of wicked.
一个是义人的居所。
And the house of a home of the righteous.
这两种人呢、是完全不同的。
And these two households are completely different.
这里说神要咒诅恶人的家庭。
Here it says the Lord will curse on the house of the wicked.
但是他要赐福气给义人的居所。
But on the other hand, he blesses the home of the righteous.
我们都希望说每个家庭呢都是义人的居所。
And we all hope that our family will be the home of the righteous.
能够从神呢得福气。
And that we can receive blessing from God.
不要变成恶人的家庭。
And we should never let our family become the house of the wicked.
免得神的咒诅啊临到这个家。
Lest the curse of the Lord come upon the family.
那我们从早上谈到现在。
And we have been talking about this since morning until now.
我们说全家福就是要全家信主。
And when we say this household full of blessing is a household that believe in the Lord.
但是要更进一步的全家来服侍主。
But what is more important that they must all come together to serve God.
还要全家和睦同居
and they have to come together live in harmony and unity
也能够三代同堂
and that they must come together to live together in harmony
这个才是一个完美的全家福
then we can see it's a perfect household
最后、我说个故事
lastly I will tell you a story
有一个画家
there was a painter
他在寻找 最美丽的题材。
And he was looking for one of the most perfect theme for his art.
他要把它画出来，变成最好的图画。
Because he wants to paint this most perfect picture.
可是他苦苦地找不到一个最美的题材。
And he was looking and was searching, but still he couldn't find this theme.
于是他带着简单的行李啊，就外出了。
So then he picked up his belonging and he went out for a trip.
他要寻找全世界最美丽的题材。
And on his trip, he is on this journey to search for the most perfect theme.
出门以后，首先呢，遇到一位少女。
And on his journey, first he met some very pretty young lady.
他说：“小姐啊，请问你哈，什么题材最美？”可以做图画最美的题材是什么
？And this artist, he asks this young lady, "What do you think is the most beautiful theme for my art?"
那个少女说，爱情呢
？And this young girl says, "Love."
哪个少女不怀春呢
？And which young girl doesn't long for love?
说她很钟情这个爱情。
And this young girl, she is longing for a beautiful, perfect love.
她说世界哈、啊、离开爱啊就没有什么好题材了。
And she says that if this world has no love, there's nothing.
不管是家是社会是国家
whether it's a family or society
或是人与人
or just between humans
最美的就是爱嘛
the most beautiful thing is love
心中有爱就是美
if your heart has love then that is beauty
画家点点头嗯对
and this artist he nod his head and say、ah,
他要继续往前走
so he continued his journey
去遇到一位军人
and then he met a soldier
他说请问军人啊
So he asked the soldier,
你认为啊，这个世界什么是最美的题材
？And he asked the soldiers, so what do you think is the most beautiful theme in this world?
这位阿兵哥啊，马上回答和平。
And the soldiers will reply, peace.
世界如果不战争
，And if this world has no war,
就没有流血。
There will be no bloodshed.
世界如果和平
，If there's peace in this world,
每个家都很幸福。
Every family will be very peaceful.
如果和平，没有战争，就没有孤儿，没有寡妇。
And if there's no war, then there's no widow and there's no orphan.
所以世界没有比和平更美的题材。
So in this world, there's nothing more beautiful than that the theme of peace.
画家点点头，嗯，有道理。
So this artist he nodded his head and he agreed.
于是他要继续往前走。
And he went on with his journey.
去遇到一位传道人
And then this time he ran into a preacher
啊，请问传道人
And so he asked this preacher
什么是最美的题材可以画画呢
And he asked this preacher What do you think is the most beautiful theme for my art?
传道人说信仰
And this preacher says faith
世界如果没有信仰
And if this world there is no faith
没有信仰就没有神
And if there is no belief then there is no God
没有神就没有爱
And there's no God, there's no love.
没有神就没有和平。
If there's no God, there's no peace.
所以信仰最重要。
So having a belief is the most important.
哇，这个画家困扰了。
So now this artist, he's very confused.
这个少女讲的有道理啊。
So he thought of himself, this young girl has a point.
那位军人讲的也有道理啊。
That soldier has his point.
那传道人讲的更有道理啊。
And the preacher also too has his point.
哇，他更加迷惑了。
So he doesn't know what he should do.
走了很久很久就回家了。
So he finished his journey and he went home.
因为找不到美的题材可以画。
Because he cannot find this most perfect and beautiful
thing. 已经好久离开家庭。
And he has left his family for many days.
太太啊，儿女啊，都很想念。
And the children and the wife were all missing this artist.
大家都准备一顿丰盛的晚餐要吃饭了。
And they prepared this wonderful meal waiting for the father.
他听到小朋友的声音。
And when he came home, he heard his children's voices.
体会到太太的爱。
And he feel the love of the wife.
于是他就带头啊，低下头。叫大家一起祷告
And then he bowed down his head and asked the whole family to pray with him
一面在谢饭
And as he was saying grace to thank God
突然间呢，一幕很美的题材显现出来
And all of a sudden this flash before him was this most beautiful theme
哦，原来啊，全世界最美的题材就是家了家
And then he suddenly realized one of the most beautiful themes in this world is a home
在家里面有爱情
In a home there's love
家有和平
In a home there's peace
家也有信仰
In a home there's faith
那这三个最好的题材都在我的家里面
And all these three beautiful themes are in my family
于是他就用一个非常灵感的手笔、啊、去画一幅图就是他的家
and with a very skillful hand, he went on and he painted a picture of
the family. 然后那一幅题材啊，就成为非常有名的画。
And then that picture became one of the most beautiful, one of the most famous painting.
他远涉重洋，花这么多时间要找一个最美的题材。
He has gone on a long journey just to look for a theme for his art.
哦，结果才发现原来最美的题材就在我的家。
Then only he realized that the most beautiful theme is actually in his own home.
因为我的家有信仰啊。
Because in his